Meeting this challenge, I think, can best be grasped by returning to the analysis and waking up, freeing ourselves from work, which argued that power has been wildly successful in maintaining steady momentum toward its vision of universal rule by disconnecting us from our three sources of power, the ancestors, the earth, and each other. And universal rule is how Kissinger put it, quote, almost all empires were created by force, but none can be sustained by it. Universal rule to last needs to translate force into obligation, and as an aside, boy, have they ever stuck us in a web of obligation. Continuing with Kissinger, otherwise the energies of the rulers, back to that energy efficiency question that Bentham pulled their coat to, otherwise the energies of the rulers will be exhausted in maintaining their dominance at the expense of their ability to shape the future, which is the ultimate task of statesmanship. Empires persist if repression gives way to consensus. And in my mind, when I read that quote, what I'm hearing him say is obedience, because that's what the way Bentham would have put it. Bentham was more straightforward. Consensus. But that has to be a sculpted consensus, doesn't it? Because none of us would willingly put the leash and collar on. We are forced to. And we're going to be talking about what forces us. Manufactured scarcity. That's the whole game. That's the whole game. And our brothers and sisters in Egypt know it. They know that there has been a systematic squeeze placed on places who, with a lot of youth leading, I have to say, a lot of youth energy, are refusing to go along with same old, same old. So what does power do? Tries to pull our coats. Tries to say, yeah, but you want to eat, don't you? You want your children to have a better life than you did, don't you? Right, they know the levers. Food being the number one, obviously. But we have to see them pulling those levers in order to develop the determination to not be manipulated that way anymore. And that can only be through numbers. And the only way that gets us numbers globally is focusing on work, on the clear, possible, realizable, necessary vision of generalized leisure, freedom. All of us using all of our heretofore unasked for, unwanted power, our energy. They tap a tiny, tiny percentage of it. The rest of it, we let go. That's wrong. So in waking up, we said we've been conquered by being disconnected from the ancestors, from the earth, and from each other. And that tripartite division falls along the lines of mind, body, and spirit. And that lens allows us to see more clearly, more fully, what happened to us and what we need to do. And when I say that the ancestors represent mind, I mean that they hold for us the thoughts that we need, because each generation has to face this same tendency of power to con us, you know, through the educational system. And there's a few critical ancestors who saw through all that and wrote it down. That's why there is this mad rush to keep books out of the hands of folks who know what to do with them, read them, and realize that it's not some dim, dark, irrelevant historical legacy, but that we're living the same reality, despite the toys that get created to make it seem like it's different. It's basically the same power wet dream, century after century after century, that we are just the chewed up fuel thrown out. So the ancestors we need are not that many, but we need them. We need them.